couple of great geeks, Dave and Anna, the geekiest people you'll ever meet, on 92.5 KYHY, Geek World, Thursdays at noon.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero superhosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com. You can check out our website at geekworldradio.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio. And Dave?
Yes.
Do you know what they can see on the website?
I think that they could probably see maybe a few pictures from
Comic-Con.
That's
true, but that's kind of typical.
Cosplay.
That's pretty typical for
us. Harley Quinns.
There's definitely some of that, yeah. but this is something new.
Really?
This is something kind of more new for Geek World. Like, something we haven't really been putting on the site up until now because we
pictures of anime with guns.
No, we had some of those already.
Oh, pictures of large people and little children both wearing the same costume.
That is actually new. You're right. I don't think we've had that from previous events, but no. That is not what I'm talking about. I will give you a hint.
Okay.
It's not photographs.
How about videos?
That's what I'm talking
snap.
About.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
The whole
so,
time.
So right now, you know, we don't have much up, and as we said before, well, we are busy getting ready to go back to Dave's hometown.
Oh, woo!
Yep. So, you know, it'll be a little while till I think we get our actual Comic-Con video up.
Uh-huh.
But right now, we've got something better than our experience at Comic-Con.
But
we've got awesome people from Leverage.
Yes, we do.
I somehow feel like that's better than our experience. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, totally.
Timothy Hutton, Christian Kane, Aldous Hodge, Beth Reese Graff, you know, like...
Will Wheaton.
That's
Come
what
on.
I was getting to,
Come on.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, geek icon Will Wheaton.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
The guy who we stalked for many weeks in and out and...
It was totally unintentional,
yes,
but like...
It's like we were in Phoenix. He was in Phoenix. We were at E3. He was
but
at E3.
We were at E3 and you were playing
yes.
the Tron game and he was just there behind
yes.
you. He was watching you.
He was stalking me.
And then I was watching him watching
yes.
you and I totally wanted to pick up the video camera and like, you know, turn at him and like, you know, videotape him watching you watch, you know, play the game.
Yeah.
And, but I was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't even like pick up the video camera at this point to like videotape you get like playing because then it just seems weird. It's like, you know, oh, you just got that video camera because Will Wheaton's here.
Yeah.
So I didn't. You
wow.
know.
Well, I can see how, why
yeah.
you wouldn't do that. That was quite the story there. I never realized
it was the whole story.
It was
a whole thing going through my head at
the
time.
The rest of the story. That was fantastic. Well, now everyone knows. So people are like, wow, you know, the tragedy and the triumph of what goes on in anime's
Well, now I got that video of Will Wheaton. And,
yes.
You know, nobody can take that away from it.
No, they never will. Though,
And no one can take that away from anyone because it's now on the internet and everything lives forever on the internet.
It's true.
We are all immortal.
You know, I also have a picture of myself with LeVar Burton, I'd just like to say.
But not on the internet.
No. Well, yes, it is. It's on, I think, our MySpace page or something. We got to put
really?
It actually on our... Yeah, I
oh, wow.
It is. Yeah.
We have a MySpace page?
We do. Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember MySpace? No.
No one remembers
that. Yeah. No.
We
should probably put
that
on our...
ever.
We should probably put that on our actual website.
So it says you.
Yes, exactly. You know...
Anyways.
I just thought of one thing, though. You know, I am... Happy
well,
I'm going
one is more than usual.
Just one, yes. I am happy I'm going home because I get to meet my nephew.
That is good. And
I
we
have
get
a
to
nephew
give him
now.
Like awesome like
yes.
presents.
Yes. Yes.
We will dress him up in costumes. It will be great.
Yes, it will be very cool. You know, he's an April Fool's baby.
He doesn't really exist.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. He was just born April 1st.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
that,
they've been fooling you all this
I know,
time. We're
going to
get there and that like that that gigantic baby, like, it was all an internet hoax.
That baby is going to be, like, a superhero. He's already so big, and he's clear. And he's not a hoax, because if you're a hoax, like, they must have, like, you know, the most amazing animatronic baby ever. Because, you know, I saw it over the PSI. I saw it.
I bet it's CGI.
Yeah, most likely. It's the Ally McBeal CGI baby.
Totally.
You know, they got to, you know.
Well, we'll find out for sure. You know what else is cool about going back to your home?
What?
Your old action figures.
Yes.
I feel like we'll be, like, coming back with, like, a bucket full.
I don't know if the... I'm not sure if there's any left there. We'll have
there
to
are.
Find out. Sweet. Yeah. Anyway, that's not what this show's about.
No, but it should be.
Yes. But enough
the
about...
The next show will be about us. It will actually be us picking through Dave's old action figures.
That'll be the entire time.
We'll be listing it off as we go. And here's He-Man. And
Yes, there's a lot of He-Man. Yeah, anything... He-Man and Ninja Turtles.
I love the name G.I. He-Man. It's like, you know, guy dude, you know?
Well, you don't get much more masculine than He-Man. You know, just in case man wasn't enough, you gotta add the he.
Yeah.
That way you know he's like a dude. You can't mess with
him. We're totally just making a character one day called guy dude.
And
he will essentially be He-Man, but like, you know, more modern or something. Well, like a surfer.
I like to believe without He-Man, there would be no, you know, Mandark.
That's true.
You know, and just some wonderful names like that. But actually, we were going to talk a little bit about
something a little mightier than that.
Yes, exactly. And that is actually some footage that we saw for Thor.
And I believe that this is probably the Comic-Con footage, and unfortunately the internet, sometimes things end up being seen in ways that they shouldn't necessarily be seen, like, you know, by us on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll
see. Not that we knew at the time. We were like, oh, look, a trailer for Thor. And then it was like, wow, that was a whole lot of stuff we just saw.
You know, we don't want to support any copyright infringement or any sort of piracy or anything.
No.
We won't give anything too much away, but we'll talk about just, you know, some of the feelings we got off what we saw.
Well,
I think that's fair.
I'd like to start off by saying, I like how they made Hemsworth look a lot older than he actually is. Like, they made him look like a, you know, like an adult, you know?
Yeah, well, he certainly looks like an adult. He's freaking huge,
he's
man.
He's gigantic.
I had no idea that he was that big.
Yeah.
Like it's so funny, you know, it was really frustrating. Christopher Reeve, right, is a great example of a guy who looks like a superhero. He's perfect for Superman. 6'4", I think he was 220 when he made the first Superman. He's perfect. But then, you know, we're kids, and it's the late 80s, and all of a sudden you get Batman, and Michael Keaton's Batman. Now, don't get me wrong. Michael Keaton was great for the role. Tim Burton made a great movie. But, you know, there was this whole kind of, like, time period where, you know, the heroes used to be Arnold, but we were getting superheroes who were, like, you know, these smaller guys. You know, same thing with, like, obviously Spider-Man, even though that went with it.
Of course, the reality is that, you know, Batman doesn't have to be the huge guy under that suit.
I think that's BS.
I think that we typically think of him that way, and I prefer him that way. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, the character of Batman was this kid who saw his parents get, you know, get gunned down when he was really young, and so, you know, he wants revenge for it, or you know, and but that doesn't mean that he's gonna necessarily grow up to be a gigantic guy. I'm just saying, like, theoretically, he doesn't have to be, but that doesn't mean that our perception of superheroes shouldn't always be that they're these bigger guys.
Well, you know, height-wise,
larger than life.
Height you can't change, obviously, but I think Batman's the best case for somebody who would be big, because he doesn't have superpowers.
He's got money to make awesome suit
stuff. Money is not a superpower. I mean, it is, but...
It is when it makes awesome suit stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you punch harder unless you bought brass knuckles or something. You know, it's like...
Electronic punching.
There you go. It's, you know, that Batman's supposed to be, you know, big. And that's why I like Christian Bale so much as Batman.
Yes.
Is he's the first Batman who actually looked like Batman. You know, you got guys like, I mean, they went from Michael Keaton. It was really Batman. It went from Michael Keaton to Val Kilmer to George Clooney. It's like every guy was like in less better shape as time goes on.
Dave, I totally agree with you on this. Totally agree with you. I'm just saying that theoretically, Batman doesn't necessarily have to, because the suit can be bigger than the man. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying theoretically. I'm not saying I think that's the way the best way to go. I you know, I enjoyed the first Batman. But it doesn't mean that that's the way I think that it should be. I agree. I think that Christian Bale is like the perfect body type and, you know, just shape in general for Batman.
So, you know, as a kid, I always wanted, you know, my superheroes to look like superheroes in the comic book, which is the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, Chris Hemsworth clearly looks like Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is super tall, super jacked, and, you know, just in case, you know, they made sure to dye his hair really blonde and give him really blue eyes. But it's really cool to see somebody who really embodies the character.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've only seen a little bit of him act, you know.
They would have, like, one tiny little line here and there, and then, you know, at least he, like, isn't American, so, you know.
I was actually talking about Star Trek. I wasn't even talking about that. Yeah. We saw him act a little bit in Star Trek, but that's really
right,
all we've seen of him. Yeah. Of course, playing, you know, Captain James T. Kirk's father in the first few minutes. And we did get to see a little bit of him in the Comic-Con footage trailer there. Yeah. You know, it was really funny though watching it because I felt really weird watching it because you could tell it was purely meant just to be seen once at Comic-Con. Yeah. It should not have been on the web, and that's why we're not going to go too much into it. But like, it's really funny because it's really cool that they show the fans that much.
Yeah,
but it was a lot. But watching it on web, it's just like, wow, it was too much to see. It was like, well, I don't want to watch all this. This is like,
honest, I think it would have felt like too much if we had been in the hall also.
I totally disagree. You know, because I think, especially in Hall H, think about it. You wait in that line for like a day, and then like you just wait there all day, like waiting to see stuff in anticipation.
No, I
think like when you're watching it, you don't even catch everything.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would have come out of that feeling like I had just seen so much of the movie, because I feel like they went across the entire plot of what the movie was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, they totally did. And I think that, you know, we've seen stuff that's a lot shorter, more of a tease. I mean, this was like a super elongated trailer.
Yeah.
And that really did go through the entire plot points of the movie. I totally agree with that. But I think that, you know, when you're at Comic-Con, all the excitement and all the stuff you've already seen, and you know how it is. I mean, after a while, that's true. Feel like you blend everything
blends,
together.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, again, Comic-Con wise, you know, it was really cool. But some of the stuff I really liked, you know, I really liked the way Asgard looked in some of the shots. The CGI looks great. The throne room, the Odin's throne room looks awesome. You know, it looks like it's all a big set. It looks really, really sweet. And I think, you know.
Wait, that doesn't sound good. It looks like it's all a big set.
Yeah, as opposed to CGI.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
What do you think I meant?
No, I thought you were like saying, yeah, and it's a good thing because it looks like, you know, a set.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
No. I mean, not as opposed to CGI. Just it doesn't like you were saying. Yeah, it's a good thing. It doesn't look real. It looks like a set. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. What I mean is, obviously, is that I'm glad it's not just a big green screen piece.
Yes, I get that now.
Yeah. You know, we got to see a little Mjolnir action. And thank you very much, my brother-in-law, for that one. What were some of the other things you remember that you liked about it? I remember, you know, it was just a lot of action, you know, and they showcased kind of his you know, him in Asgard, then him on Earth, and we got to see some of Anthony Hopkins in Odin gear with his cool eye patch.
You know, I just think for me it was just how he looked. It was that appearance. I like when we see what we wanted to see.
Yeah.
And honestly, in that picture of all the Avengers assembled at the panel. I mean, it was great to see him towering above everyone. And when I say towering, like, I mean, he was like a head taller than like the tallest person there.
He's huge.
You know?
Yeah.
And I love that. And he looked everyone looked in really great shape, which was just funny. You know, like people seemed in almost obscenely good shape, you know? But yeah, I mean,
I think Marvel must be giving these people really good deals or something, because everyone seems very dedicated to what they're, and it makes sense. I mean, really, like we said before, Marvel can only make one or two movies a year, so they really have to invest well.
Yeah,
and I think they've just cast some great, great people.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't believe it. You know, it's so funny when you look at comic books, you know, and you look at the fact that, you know, after World War II, popular comic books, like superhero comic books, kind of went away, and all of a sudden it became like, you know, a squirrel with pants on who talks, or, you know, like a horror comic book of some sort. And really, it wasn't until the Justice League came back, where you get all these superheroes in one comic book, that superhero comic books came back.
Yep.
And really, Avengers isn't like in the catbird seat, because they really are able to, or rather, Marvel is really able to take all these individual movies, all these stars, and put them all in one movie for the first time.
One of the things I love about these Marvel movies is that they really are about the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel bad for the X-Men and Spider-Man and stuff at this point, because they don't get to be part of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I mean, the universe that, you know, it's their universe, but they've essentially been exiled from it because they're owned by other companies. And it's strange, but at the same time, all of these other ones get a little more time in the sunshine, you know?
I agree. And it's really funny, though, because how amazing is it that Marvel was able to attain all the original Avengers, though? Like, think about it. Like, Spider-Man, Wolverine, like, all those, like, big characters that they don't have were never the first members of the Avengers.
Well, if you think about it, not many members of the original Avengers are the kind of popular characters that people really believed could have even made a movie. You know, I don't think people really expected that Iron Man could have been a movie until Iron Man was a movie.
Well, I would agree with Iron Man. Obviously, there was a Captain America movie. In 1991, I believe.
But
it was.
The thing is, like, Captain America is kind of a different story. You know, Captain America, he has his times and places, but like, you know, Captain America, it's just he just doesn't always fit into the social workings of the time, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. Captain America is, you know, like Superman without all that power. You know, he kind of has to be boring. That's what the Ultimates did so well. You know, they were able to give sort of disenfranchised time thing.
He was trapped in an iceberg. I mean, he doesn't have time to do movies when he's trapped in an iceberg.
It's true. It's true. So, I mean, it's a very difficult thing when that happens. Right. You know, iceberg, you know, is... It's a bummer. Yeah. I'd say the iceberg is definitely a bummer. Yeah. Without a doubt. And, and I don't even know what to say after that, really.
Well, let's
that was great.
Well, actually, we can kind of just transition this right into the Avengers.
Yes, let's do that.
You know, I think we said this last week, but it was really nice to see Joss Whedon actually essentially, you know, confirmed because he was up on the stage with all the Avengers. Either that or he just, you know, kind of jumped in there and hijacked it. You know, who knows?
Yeah. He showed up. He photobombed everybody.
But yes, it's really nice for it to be completely official at this point.
Totally.
Not just, you know, everybody is talking about it, but no one is saying yes or no.
Yeah.
But really, I think one of the things that's kind of funny about the Avengers is there's a few characters from the original Avengers team that they're not going to, some that they might make a movie of, some that they definitely won't. But I think there is two that, you know, I think we're kind of wondering if they're going to be showing up in the Avengers at all, because they were integral parts of the Avengers forming in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Wasp and Ant-Man.
Right. Like we had already, yeah.
I don't know. Did we, have we
talked
about
that today? Oh, no, we haven't talked about them yet, have we?
No, I don't think we've talked about them today. We've talked about them in the past.
Yes.
But the thing is that, you know, Ant-Man is the one who said, hey, let's form this group. And then who named the group? Well, it was Wasp.
Yes.
So these are two characters that, you know, though they're not huge characters and, you know, I mean that, I you know, pun intended.
Uh-huh.
But like they're...
You know his other names, like Giant Man.
Well, yes, but that came later after, you know, a whole bunch of whining about how he, you know, decided to make himself tiny.
There's a lot of whining going on with that
there
character.
There really is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, they might not be the easiest characters to make actual full movies for, though they are supposedly working on one for Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, they still should, I feel like, be at least little parts of the Avengers movie. I feel like there needs to be some sort of mention of them. And with Joss Whedon in charge, I feel like, you know, we might get to see a Joss Whedon person as one of these characters or both of these characters, you know, but I don't think they would actually be big parts of the movie.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that there is an Ant-Man movie that supposedly is in the works.
Yes.
Edgar Wright, who directed Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and the upcoming Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, he's writing and directing it. And, you know, I read some interviews with him in the past where he said that, you know, they were going to make the movie, but it wasn't going to come out till the Avengers. And if there's an Ant-Man, if they decide, you know, to have Ant-Man in the Avengers, and they'll just hire someone for that, and that will be the guy for the movie.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think they're actually started principal photography or anything like
that.
No,
well, yeah.
Because obviously not, because they haven't cast anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say who I would like to see as Ant-Man. You know, obviously, this is just me.
Uh-huh.
But I want to see Neil Patrick Harris as Ant-Man. Yeah, you know, it's I love Neil Patrick Harris, and I've decided that, you know, he could even play it as Doogie Howser grew up and you know, just really, like, wanted to be more than just, you know, a child prodigy doctor and focused all his energy on doing something else, and then he became tiny.
I could see that, yeah. I could see
and,
that working.
You know, that's how.
Well, you know, you respect.
But I'm not saying it has to be like that. I'm just saying they could.
I could go there. I think Neil Patrick Harris definitely with the Doogie Howser slant, because you can really see how, like, you know, people still respected Doogie even though he's tiny.
Yeah, totally.
So really, I can see where you're going there. So yeah, no, great point. And he had a very larger than life personality in the Harold and Kumar movies.
Right.
So when he's Giant Man, you're like, hey. No problem. It's Barney. Look
exactly.
at that. I can totally see that working. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's funny because I really don't know who they would actually cast in this role, though.
Everyone likes to say Nathan Fillion, because everyone, like, you know, especially now that they know that Joss is doing the Avengers, you know, everyone wants to cast you know, Nathan Fillion as pretty much anything.
But for real, it's funny because, you know, he's almost like a Ryan Reynolds-esque character, because he's somebody who, you know, he's a big brat, and it's going to be more of a comedic role.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's actually funny saying Neil Patrick Harris, but, it's such a weird part.
It is.
And the thing is, you know, it's sort of funny. Sometimes I don't like Star Wars as much as everyone else. And I think a big part of it is that I don't really like Luke Skywalker in the first movie. He's just the biggest brat on the planet. Well, and I get that that's part of it, of the hero's journey. But I hate it from the beginning.
I agree. And Ant-Man, you know, that's kind of his thing, which is why I say, you know, they're not necessarily going to make that full movie of him. But, you know, if he is in the Avengers, I don't think it would be a big part, but, you know, it would be a lot of comic relief.
Yeah.
You know, plus, you know, it's never a bad thing to have someone tiny to, like, you know, walk through a lock or something. I don't know, whatever tiny people do. Like, and when I say tiny people, I'm not talking about little people. I'm talking about tiny people. Like, you know, Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I was thinking of, like, you know, where comedy is right now, and I was like, well, you know, you can't have Jack Black or Seth Rogen play
Ant-Man.
That'd be
ridiculous.
So I was thinking, wait a second. Edgar Wright's going to direct it, and wait a second. Wait, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Wait, Michael Cera's in that. I know, Michael Cera should be Ant-Man. Could you imagine, like, a 50-foot Michael Cera?
I try not to.
Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this building, guys. Hey, look at all the people. Hi, little people. How's it going? Think about it. That's genius.
I like Michael Cera, but no.
Can you imagine?
Anyways, so let's move on to Wasp, who I would love if they were to put Wasp in. Oh, sorry. Did you have
I just
want to
ask you a question real quick.
Yes.
If Scott Pilgrim does well, do you think Michael Cera is going to be, like, the next comedy guy? Is he going to be, like, a Chevy Chase or something like that?
I don't know that he would necessarily want to be. Like, I don't know. He seems so indie to me, just in general.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's... But you know,
he's a comedian,
I guess everyone
first
wants...
and foremost, though, really, don't
so.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, almost every role he's been in, even... Really, the most serious thing we saw him in was Youth and Revolt, and that was still comedy.
That's totally comedy.
Yeah. So, like, I'm wondering... Like, yeah. I actually am preoccupied with things like this.
Well, you know, he kind of has that thing he does.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that does that thing right now. You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's like,
I'm the guy.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, he's just the guy that does that thing right now. And I think he's one of the best guys that does that thing right now. But, you know, he doesn't have as much range outside of that Michael Cera thing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he does and he just hasn't had the opportunity to show it. But, like, you know... If you like the Michael Cera thing, and we happen to like that, then, you know, he could be really big, but, you know, I guess we're going to find out how Scott Pilgrim does, how many people like that Michael Cera thing.
Yes, I totally agree. You know who would be a, you know, I think you actually want to play Ant-Man?
Who?
Our Pats. I can see, I can tell. You're like, the poofy hair, you know?
We've avoided, like, we talked about werewolves and vampires, and we avoided bringing up any of those damn people.
Yeah.
And you had to bring that. What is wrong with you?
I figured maybe a joke would come out of this, but I couldn't really come up with
one
after
You know
that.
What joke comes out of it? Mm. You're the joke.
I am the joke.
You are the joke.
I'd have to agree
you
with that
You are the one. Tin dog.
Yeah.
You are the joke.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that
I
one.
I am going to go on to Wasp now and just pretend that you did not say that.
Hey.
Pretend that you did not even bring that up. Pretend that just never happened.
You know, I gotta say, that was a failed alley-oop. I threw it up there, and you just smacked it. You didn't try to dunk it, you smacked it.
No, you know what? I played volleyball, and I smacked that back. I spiked that into your face.
You know, this is not a comedy duo right now. This is
Yeah, you know why? Because you had to bring that up. That which I will not even mention by name.
That was like a lob. That was like, it was across the plate. It should have been a home run anime.
No. I give the home runs here.
You didn't give any home run.
No. That was not a lob. You rolled it, and it didn't even make it. It didn't even make it to the plate. You couldn't even roll it to the plate.
You should
Tiger
Woods it then or something.
Anyways, I'm going to move on to Wasp so that I can just stop talking about this awful thing that you brought up.
You should do it.
So I would love if they
Kristen
were...
Kristen Stewart should play the Wasp.
I hate you. I hate you so much. You fail.
Is she a Joss person?
No.
Okay.
No. Anyways, if they were to put Wasp in, Felicia Day is my vote for Wasp. I think there's a bunch of people that, you know, Joss people that could, you know, that could take the part. You know, I think like, you know, Amy Acker, Marina Baccarin, like I think either of them, like, you know, I mean, Marina Baccarin's already got the hair for it, but Felicia Day, that would be my, like, I would love to see Felicia Day as Wasp.
Yeah, in the perfect world that is completely cast by Joss people, yes.
You mean in the geek world?
Yes, exactly. I think Felicia Day, you know, would be totally, I mean, she's fun. You know, she's totally great. You know, she's totally great in Dr. Horrible. Mm-hmm. And
she's great in those Sears commercials.
Exactly. You know, she's great in the Dollhouse episode. I mean, she's just, you know, she's a lot of fun and she's really cool. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they got someone like, or tried to get someone like Carey Mulligan or something like that to actually, you know, real answer, you know, to...
I don't know how big of a part it would be. You know, I would think it would be a very, very small part that, you know, if they were to put it in, it would just be to say, hey, people in the know, these are the founding members of the Avengers. Yeah. Wasp, Ant-Man, they're not really going to be in this movie, but look, we have them.
Well, I would say that, at least for the Joss people, I really don't be surprised if you do see them, you know, in smaller parts in the Avengers. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, Amy Acker as, like, a scientist, yeah. or Alan Tudyk as, like, you know... a scientist, or, you know...
Nathan Fillion as a scientist. Exactly. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Nathan Fillion as a scientist, and then Nathan Fillion in a different costume as, like, the newsboy, and then, like, Fillion as a different costume as, like, you know, the ticket taker at the movie theater, you know?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Adam Baldwin showed up.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I mean, come on, you know, the guy was in Angel, and he was in Firefly and Serenity. I mean, he's a Joss guy,
yeah,
too.
That's true.
It's like, you know, I think that, you know, you are going to see a lot of different Joss people kind of in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love for Alexis Denisov to have a role, even if it was small, you know, because he's awesome.
Come on. A fake British accent?
Yes.
Or not.
Or not. It doesn't really matter either way.
James Marsters, you know, I'd like to see him anywhere.
Yes.
Even if Joss always wanted to kill off Spike, you know.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Though he's like the bad guy now in Hawaii 5-0,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Man, I can't wait for that show. That's going to be awesome.
I know. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
I wish we had made it to the panel.
I totally agree. Yeah, but that's when we had those awesome Tron interviews.
I know.
So, you know, we couldn't make it. But, oh, man, I like some Grace Park, that's for sure.
She
is so awesome.
Yeah.
She's so awesome. I think it'll be nice to see Daniel Day Kim, too, in a role where he's not faking a Korean accent. that would be really cool.
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I can't help but like Scott Kahn. I don't know what it is about Scott Kahn. I don't know if it's just the lineage thing.
I think it's
because
we saw him at that party
one
time.
Yes, that is part of it.
He just seems so happy.
Yeah, he's like a cool guy. Yeah. And he's always kind of fun in roles, you know. I always liked Varsity Blues. And the reason I bring up Varsity Blues is because later we're going to talk about iShield 21.
iShield 21
which
rules.
Which is like the best football thing of all time.
I also like how, you know, CBS like really wants us to buy into Alex O'Loughlin.
Yeah, well, they're going to keep on going no matter what. They're going to try him. They're going to try.
I can't say I mind him, you know, like, whatever. But, you know, that's just kind of it. That's just kind of as far as I can say. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's like it's sort of like the old studio system. Like, they've invested in him as a star, and no matter what, he's going to be a star.
And that's why they surround him with, like, you know, Lieutenant, you know, Boomer.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's the thing.
And Jin. And,
I mean, that's the thing. They've kind of put together like this foolproof sort of genre cast around Alex O'Loughlin.
Yeah.
Like, you got Scott Kahn, who's been in a ton of movies, including the Ocean's movies. And of course, his father is, you know, and also you have Grace Park, obviously, from Battlestar Galactica. And like we said,
and for those of you in Canada, Edgemont.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, and Danny Day Kim, obviously, from Lost. And, you know, even...
And
you know,
Angel.
And Angel, yes, thank you. Yes, fourth season of Angel. With Christian Kane, whose interview you can see on our website.
www.geekworldradio.com.
Nice. No one even saw that. Slip that one in there. you know, of course, James Marsters is going to be the bad guy for at least a little bit. And even if he's only in the pilot, freaking Norman Reedus from Boondock Saints. I mean, they've covered every base. They're like, and then there's Alex O'Loughlin that everyone knows from Moonlight. And Three Rivers.
Wow, you remember the name of that show.
The only reason I remember is because Shane's in it.
Catherine Monning.
Yeah, Kate Monning's in it. That's the only reason I know the title of that. Yeah, we never actually saw it, but I gotta say, I love The Real L Word so much. I'm learning so much. I'm, like, really learning a lot. Because you don't know when you watch TV, you know, like, scripted TV shows, like, what's real and what isn't.
Yeah.
But now I understand things. I get it now. Yeah. I totally get it. I'm, like... It's amazing.
You're in the zone.
Yes, I am totally in the zone. I'm the lesbian zone. You know, it's like, It's the best.
You almost have the power of the clam.
Almost. I'm getting there. You know, I'm learning a lot about stuff I really can't talk about on the show, but yeah. It's all awesome nonetheless.
True.
Completely awesome. Yes.
Thank you, Showtime.
Yes. Cable. I love Joey Greco. Anyway, by the way, Cheaters is the best show ever. If you don't watch it, oh my god.
You're missing out on, like, the best candy ever.
The last episode was the greatest thing ever.
Well, it was a rerun.
It was
anyway,
a rerun.
Well, you know.
They destroyed a wedding that ruled. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even know.
I don't say after that. It's the best show of all time.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no clue either. But actually, we should take a break.
Ah, okay. Well, we are going to take our final break. Yes. And when we get back, I think we're going to be talking about some...
Cheaters!
Ice Shield 21.
Yes.
So we'll be back with you in just a moment.
This is Beth Riesgraf, and you're listening to Geek World.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero superhosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com, check out our website at geekworldradio.com, and follow us on twitter.com/geekworldradio. So we've had a pretty busy show today. We talked about some of the stuff we missed talking about at Comic-Con.
Yes. Talked about Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. Talked about being human. Had a great interview with Jeff Marriott.
Yes. Yeah. And I think we gave him a high five
during the interview.
We did. It was pretty awesome.
It was epic.
Well, I mean, he deserved it.
I mean, come on.
Muppet Angel? Yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah, and let's see. We just finished talking about Thor and the Avengers. And so you know, it's
our paths.
Why?
What?
Why do you keep doing this?
What? What?
Really?
What?
Really?
No, I just, you know, you were talking about, yeah.
This is why you have the kind of dreams you have.
I did have some, I had a weird dream last night. It mm-hmm. was really, really bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was truly weird.
You have weird dreams about being at parties and hanging out with all the dudes. Like,
hey, okay, no.
Hanging out.
Right.
Like, hey,
first off,
look, we're guys. We're hanging
first
out.
First off, they were cool dudes.
Second off,
I was doing...
Well, actually, one of them is a cool dude.
I was
dude.
Doing
the other
my
one
job, okay, during my dream. That's how dedicated I am, okay? I had a dream where I was hanging out at this hotel room, and there were chicks, like, in the hotel room. But I was talking to, what's his name? Alexander Skarsgård, is that it, from True Blood?
Yes.
Is that his name? Yes.
Skarsgård. Skarsgård.
Eric Northman. and also, Billy Crystal was there. And so,
Those are the two people you're hanging out with.
And so, the dream consisted of me talking to Billy Crystal, asking him what the deal was with his hello from City Slickers. His Norman hello.
You couldn't even be asking Vampire Eric things.
No, I had to know what was the deal with the hello.
Well, you know what? While you were having that dream, I was busy having a dream about making out with two hot chicks. So
yeah, I think your dream wins.
What I'm saying. This is the reason you have to bring up, like, our paths and stuff. That's why you have that kind of dream.
No.
Yeah.
I have that kind of dream because I'm dedicated to my work. Because I am even interviewing people in my sleep.
And you're asking them about
that.
Hey,
that was important.
No, you know
Did
what
you
would
know
have been
the
important?
Answer to that?
You know what would have been important? Talking to Vampire Eric.
You know, I gotta say this. It's like Inception, you know? I should have just, like, gone into your dream instead. That would have been way better.
Really?
But you know what? I'm a workaholic, you know? And that's just the way it is. I can't help it.
Well, you know,
I'm dedicated.
My makeout session could have accomplished
dedication!
Speaking, of which, let's move on to some Ice Shield 21, the best show on Facebook.
I just have one thing to say. I'm just dreamer.
Yes, you
Heck
are.
Heck yeah.
Oh my god, the best theme song, the best show, the best... I bet it's the best manga. Well, you know, aside from, like, Dragon Ball, place of all its own.
Okay, so this show, we've already talked about it, you know, it came out a few years ago, but we just started watching it not too long ago, because it's been on
Anime Network. Talked about it on our anime show a couple weeks ago.
But we're talking about it again, because we can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's called Ice Shield 21. Basically, it's a show about,
football.
Well, it's an anime that's about American football.
Yeah.
And I think the thing we love most about it is it's almost like a parody of your traditional action anime.
Yes.
Because, you know, they'll basically take the same kind of things like
the dialogue and
like the dialogue and the sound effects and the animation they would do for something like Naruto, but instead, you know, have it in the scape of American football.
Yes.
And it's truly genius and truly crazy, and just it makes you feel good, and it's So awesome.
And I got to tell you, like, for anyone who doesn't know anything about football, it's a great intro to football. It's like, it's like football 101.
Yes.
Like, you know, and you know, you play this, like, you know, before your Super Bowl party, you know?
Yes. Now, I hope this doesn't take away my geek cred, but, you know, I did play football in high school.
Did you get, like, tackled a lot?
No, I didn't get tackled. I was an offensive lineman. We don't get tackled. We push people around.
Do you tackle?
No, you don't tackle. That's defensive. Defensive people tackle.
So, what position were you?
I was an offensive lineman. I was an offensive tackle. Basically, the best way to look at it...
Which one were you? Wait, are they the same thing? Is that one of those things where it's two things that are named the same but aren't?
Linemen are all of the guys who are on the line. And I was a tackle. So a tackle is a specific type of lineman.
And you're a tackle, but you have nothing to do with tackling.
Yes. All I did was prevent people from getting tackled.
So you were kind of like an untackle.
I was the tackle nullifier. I made sure people didn't get tackled.
Why don't they just call it something like that? That'd be awesomer.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why it's called a tackle. The best way to describe my
position... Yeah, who cares? No, you don't need to describe it.
Listen, it's like Kurita.
But he's a gigantic guy that, like, jumps on people.
Yeah, well, I was a gigantic guy, too.
Did you jump on people?
No, push them.
Did you look like a beach ball when you jumped on people?
You're not actually supposed to jump on people, per se, but when you're that huge, you can't really help it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurita's like a giant, like, sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I know. He's, like, the best character ever, you know?
He loves football so much.
That's the thing. You know, every character, I love the fact that each character is unique and really awesome in their own way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the devil man guy, like, the quarterback guy is, like, you know, not only is he really cool and gets everything done and, you know, fires off guns to show how excited he is about things, but, you know, he's an awesome thrower. He's an awesome strategist. He's like a great quarterback.
Are they supposed to be real guns or metaphorical guns?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't really know.
I think it's just kind of like one of those anime things. It's like, you know,
well, it's one of those cartoon things. It's sort of like
true.
Stewie from Family Guy. Do people hear him talk or not? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like sometimes it seems like he has a real gun, other times it seems like it's just a metaphorical gun. It's like when the one guy was like, you know, like the Max Dedication kid, when he first said Max Dedication to Santa, I don't think a huge atomic explosion went off behind him.
I don't know.
You know, but
he seemed pretty dedicated.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, in that same episode when you know, the quarterback had that gun when he was after they heard the most amazing thing ever on the TV, which was, you know, what he gave as the what iShield 21 said about hurting the guy.
Oh, my God,
He had a gun in his hand after he cocked it, and it was pretty clear he had the gun. So
yeah.
I don't really know. I think you're right. I think it's just one of those, you know, anime cartoon things.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone is, like, really cool and unique in their own way. And
they're so, like, it's one of those things where, you know, when you're in high school and stuff like that, your life, everything that's going on with you is the most important thing in the entire universe.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this is about. It's about how everything in life to us, especially like at that hormonal kind of age,
totally,
it's the most important thing that could happen to anybody in the entire world. And it's the biggest thing ever. And it's essentially, you are saving the world. You are a, you know, crazy samurai ninja, all things rolled into one. You know?
Well, I think that's the thing is you're right. You know, everything
can
does
be a samurai ninja cowboy.
Yes, you can. You know, you're right. Everything does seem at that age like it's so, so important. And what's funny is usually anime is like, you know, this 14-year-old kid just went to school. Unfortunately, the school's populated by aliens.
And he has to save the world.
Or unfortunately, he found out that he's a soul reaver. You know,
or he found a magical pen that's actually a giant sword, and now he has to slay every demon that comes within.
And that giant sword becomes a huge mech suit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, in that, you know, anime, in many ways, modern anime has become very formulaic. It has become very much like that, a lot of the stuff that you see.
Yeah.
And so that's what's so cool about iShield, is it's almost like making fun of that
stuff.
It's
practically parody, but totally not.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they took the best parts of anime, like the stuff where, like, you know, they're like two people against each other, and like, you know, two masters versus one another. Like the whole thing with iShield versus Shin.
Oh,
you know,
it's
first
great.
Off, it reminds me of Vision Quest, which, by the way, is another sport I played, wrestling. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is totally awesome, because Christian Kane wrestled too.
Yeah, he did.
Except, you know, he wrestled in the Midwest, where you actually have to be really good to be a good wrestler.
He basically play wrestling, like,
you know.
What?
You were saying it was another sport you play. It's like, you don't exactly play wrestling, you just wrestle.
Yes, that's true, but you know. You wrestle. It was another sport I did. Look at me, I was an athlete at one point. That was a long time ago. But,
yeah.
Yes, it really was.
And now we just watch iShield 21. Yes. All the time. And God, I would watch
it
all the time.
I'm much happier, actually, that way, now I think about it.
And less pain. Or
it's funny, because I didn't really like football that much. You know, I enjoyed some of it, but I really didn't like it too much. But I love iShield 21.
Yeah.
And I definitely love it more than anything I've seen football. I love it more than
if you like Friday Night Lights, you'll love iShield 21.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't like Friday Night Lights, you will love iShield 21.
It's really funny because we watched the first season of Friday Night Lights and we're glad because we talked to Aldis Hodge about it. But it's funny because you stopped watching it because it was all soap opera and like no football. You just wanted to see the action and the football.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I'm going to watch a show like that, I'm going to watch it for the awesome action of the sports, because, you know, it's like real sports except with all like the boring stuff cut out. Like that's how movies and TV are supposed to do sports. But instead, Friday Night Lights was all about the melodrama. It was all about, look at us, we're practically a soap opera, but we're a knight and claim to be for boys.
You know, it was hard for me not to watch it because the girls were just tremendously gorgeous on the
show.
They
were.
I mean, there was like at least three girls there that were like super hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was a decent show, but at the same time, you're right, there wasn't enough football. Like, that's what's...
Yeah,
that's
who thought
what
I would be the one
for.
Saying that,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. And you know, that... You have to watch iShield. You have to see it if
you
can.
Oh my God, it's genius.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and it really does. You know, it teaches kids who have no idea about football, you know, what football is, and you know, and they do a really good job story wise. Like, they start off in the first story with.
I think that like Pee Wee football and stuff like would really get a lot. Like, Pee-wee football teams would totally get a lot from watching this show, you know? Because, like, it really does, it teaches you the basic rules of the game, you know? I don't know, I think maybe even it's one of those things that guys can maybe get their girlfriends to watch to kind of try and get them a little bit into football, because it's really kind of an open, and one that's more open to females.
I think you're right, and I think I'd like to take it a step further, and I think it's one of those animes that people who are not
anime,
who not only are not into anime but like readily refuse to watch anime, could actually kind of get into it because of it. I mean, I think if especially if you played football in high school and you're like one of these guys who's a sports guy, you could really love this show.
Yeah,
because it you remember stuff about like when you were that age and when you're on a football team and the little things about that, like it's there, it's in the show, but at the same time it's an anime and it's
also
sort of just crazy
because it's you know, as much for kids as it is for, you know, adults and teens. It's just so happy.
Oh yeah,
it's such a peaceful, wonderful, fun thing to watch that like it's almost blissful, you know what I mean? Because you can just watch it and you come out of it smiling.
It's true, but at the same time, you know, there is still some really kind of I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly,
you know what?
The quarterback says some stuff that is not so much kid friendly.
I take that back. If you are into anime, yes, then it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
if you're not, then there'll be a little. Some of it might be a little off putting.
That's the thing.
You get kind of lost in this sometimes because we just love it so much.
Well, that's the thing. We've become desensitized from things, you know, because of things like La Blue Girl.
Oh my
god! You know,
god.
We forget the fact that, you know, for compared to the stuff we've seen of anime, like this is like as vanilla and as like G rated as you get.
I mean, we were even shocked watching the old episodes of Dragon Ball. Uncut,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's way perverted. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I love Dragon Ball so much.
So good.
I love it. It's way perverted and messed up. I love Dragon Ball.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of nerdcore for you, you know? It's
You know, there's always pervy stuff in lots of, you know, family stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of pervy stuff in The Sound of Music,
right? The other thing is, like, when you're that young, when you're that young...
Is there a lot of pervy stuff?
No, I don't know. you're talking about something that neither of us have even seen.
You've never seen The Sound of Music?
I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
I was about
to judge you for a second there.
No, I don't really watch girl things, like, and...
Is that a girl thing?
Aren't all musical things girl things? Like, not technically, but like, you know, aren't they always kind of grouped in there? I don't know. I tend not to watch musical things.
I'm sort of in a catch-22 situation, because what am I supposed to say?
Yeah,
no.
What am I supposed to say?
What, am I going
to
defend that?
No, I'm not saying that it is, like, you
no,
know.
I got to say, there's nothing more masculine than me and the guys cracking open a few beers and watching West Side Story. What am I supposed to say? Yeah, you're right. Let's move on. I'm not going to defend this.
I'm just going to say, I always kind of just tended away from romantic stories, uh-huh. things like that. They just never really did it for me. I like yeah. the action movies, you know. That's anyways.
Hey, bros, want to watch Rent? Yeah, let's do it. We're like 8 cool dudes all watching The Sound of Music. Yeah, anyway.
Let's get wasted and watch Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's not even a musical.
No, I was talking about girly movies at this point.
Yeah.
Romance. You know, all the stuff that I don't watch.
Yeah. No, there we go.
Titanic, I don't know. Whatever.
You totally destroyed it. You Titanic that joke.
Yeah.
At least you came up with Titanic, so I was able to,
which
you know,
is also not a musical, so.
No, not whatsoever. So,
Iceberg. Like Captain America. Iceberg.
Oh yeah, yeah, there we go. It's all for a circle. That's beautiful. Yes, no, really, it's excellent. Yeah, I gotta say, in the Thor trailer, the Destroyer looked awesome. By the way, I just wanted to mention he looked totally cool. But yeah, I think that
you know, we are going crazy because we have to go back to your hometown.
Yeah, well,
it's driving us mad.
It's been a weird show. You know, it's you know, the problem is we're feeling the afterburn from Comic-Con.
That's
we really
true.
Haven't had any rest since Comic-Con.
No, we've been really working hard on the pictures that still aren't up
getting
yet.
The pictures
or they might
and
be.
Video, well, between the pictures and the are. Videos and getting the show, you know, done before usual so we can take a plane ride, you know, many hours away. It's been a little crazy. So we're a little nutty. You know, a little.
Yeah, it happens.
We're like, you know,
crazy happens.
Like whatchamacallit. You know, we're a little, we're a little nutty, a little caramelly, a little milk chocolatey. You know, whatchamacallit.
Do they have nuts?
Doohickey. You know what I mean? I don't know.
More
Do
than
they?
A mouthful. Whatchamacallit.
Wow, really? That's what they said, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. And there's just so many jokes I could take it to at this point.
Well, but we're not going to because we're semi family
friendly,
sort of, more or less.
Yo, let's buck the system, yo.
People
let's not. Say that?
No, I don't think so. Do all people right. ever really say that?
Are people sitting here like, are they just wasting time
yes,
right now?
Yes,
the
we
answer
are.
Is yes. We're completely wasting time. No, honestly, really, I was explaining iShield 21 to one of my friends who, you know, would not watch an anime.
Yeah.
You know, we made him sit through Rikkyo. It was, like, one of the worst experiences of his life.
Well, that's not anime, but that's...
He has no interest
in... the greatest movies of all time.
He has very little interest in anything that's not from this country, which I think there's a lot of people like that.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, he's into sports and a lot of other stuff.
I think anime is also often a lot of times a little too abstract for
yes.
certain general audience, you know,
yeah.
certain people in the general audience.
Well, also, there's this idea that it's cheap because it's 2D.
But as we discussed on our anime show, you know, it really was the big filmmaking, you know, because they couldn't pay for Hollywood kind of action and effects, and so they went to the drawn form. They created anime to take the place of giant effects.
Exactly. I mean, anime is really the film industry of Japan overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do have live action movies, but there just isn't the same kind of money as there is in America and India. You have to see iShield, and that's really the main thing.
Thank you,
brilliant.
Anime Network on Demand.
It is beyond brilliant. Yeah. And like, I don't even want to be doing a show anymore. Let's just do that. Well, anyway, is there any other thing from Comic-Con that we wanted to talk about? That you can remember. Any fond memories? Any cosplay that you thought was particularly awesome or funny? I know there's a lot of Lego things this year.
You know, I like how there's a lot of people that get really creative with their costumes.
Yeah.
Like, they merge two costumes together.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or there were the, like, you know, it's kind of like at the Anime Expo, there was Pimp Inuyasha and Pimp Sashoma.
Yeah.
And this one, there was, like, the Pimp Stormtroopers or whatever.
There's a
like,
pink,
or,
yeah,
or,
yeah. Oh, they were Fets, weren't they?
Were
that,
they
like
yeah,
Boba
yeah,
Fett
no, you know, they
like
were.
Like Django
or
something?
Something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, you know, when they either just get creative with the costume or they merge two costumes and, you know.
I totally agree. I thought it turned out to be a pretty good year in cosplay overall.
Yeah, I was so disappointed the first 2 days that we were there, like because no one was really in costume. And I know it's like the middle of the week and so like not everyone is off, but there were so few people in costume. And you know, by Saturday there was, you know, more like half, you know, half full with costumes.
I liked all the different doctors.
Yeah.
You know,
I like that we kept coming across a bunch of different.
Or doctors, you know, depending on, you know, if you're Karen Gillan. But I think that, you know, we saw Tom Baker. We saw Peter. Did we see Peter Davidson? No.
No.
We should have. Where's the celery at?
I know.
But, you know, we saw Sylvester McCoy. We saw at least one David Tennant.
Uh-huh.
And
I think I kept seeing him, like, pass by us a few times, like. I kept pointing him out. It's like, hey, it's the doctor.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And hopefully our Doctor Who blog will be up at that point.
Yeah.
Yes. We saw a girl dressed as TARDIS and a Dalek.
Yeah.
And it was very, very cool. And a Dalek tattoo.
Yeah.
Which was
These
so
will all
awesome.
Be up on the Doctor Who yes. blog, which, you know, you can just get to from the regular blog at the www.geekworldradio.com.
Yeah, hopefully we can get up the tattoo pictures, too, because there were a lot of awesome geek tattoos there.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try sometime this week, get up those tattoo pictures.
But that's it. We're all set.
Ah, well, that's all the time that we have for this episode of Geek World. Don't forget, check out the website, geekworldradio.com, and we'll be back with you next week, same time, same place.